Welcome to all first-time listeners and welcome back to all returning listeners. For those of you who are new to my audio post, my name is Nicole Davis, the King's Daughter, and I am back with another message of encouragement. I am so grateful for this opportunity to connect with you through whatever channel you are actually listening to me. As mentioned in the last audio post that's titled Abiding in the Son, and if you have not listened to it, I encourage you to do so. But in that post, as well as in this post and the one that will follow, the next audio that will follow this post, I will be sharing with you principles for a productive life. Now, if you can recall in the last audio post, I said that a productive life for those who are followers of Christ is a life where a person is growing in the character of Christ. They are living a life that is bringing God glory, and it's also a life that is benefiting others. So for the next several minutes, I just want to talk to you about spiritual pruning. Now, in terms of gardening, pruning is the cutting away, the removal, or the reduction of parts of a plant, a tree, or a vine, parts of it that's unnecessary for its growth or its production. And so it's preventative maintenance of a plant to actually improve its life so that it can become more fruitful. Even though pruning can make branches look bare, it actually prepares the way and makes room for what's to come. True story. In preparation for a move back in November of 2020, I decided to finally let go of just random items that I knew for certain I would not use, as well as clothes and shoes I would no longer wear. Now, up until this point, year after year, when the season of spring cleaning would hit me, I would always convince myself that I should hold on to some of the items because I figured eventually they would be used. In all actuality, I was never going to use the items or wear the clothes. Those things were just simply taking up space. I really didn't have any need for them. And so it wasn't until I transitioned into a new place and embraced a new season of my life that I realized that I needed to let go of the items because I really did not have a need for them. In terms of spiritual pruning, when we allow God to do a deep cleaning in our hearts, rid us of the things that are not necessary for where he's taking us, and allowing him to remove any hindrances that could be standing in the way of us developing more of a Christ-like character. Through Christ and because of our abiding in him, not only does the pruning and the purging make room for us to produce more fruit, but it also prepares us for the next season we may be stepping into. And it also helps us to fulfill the work that he's assigned for us to do. John 15:5. Remember, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit because apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, there may be somebody listening to this audio post and there may be thought patterns that need uprooting or habits that you may need to cut from your life, or there may be some people or some relationships that you're trying to hold on to that are not necessarily beneficial and necessary for the place that God wants to carry you to. And I know that separation of those dead things in our lives may be uncomfortable, but progressing in the life of a believer, it includes pruning. So I pose this question to you. Has God exposed an area of your life that needs some attention, whether it's the area related to your career or your finances or your relationship, or is there an area in your health, some lifestyle changes that he may be prompting you to make for to improve your overall health? Or is it your conduct or even the words that you're releasing? Is there an area of your life that you can identify that needs to be trimmed or in some cases completely uprooted so that you can become the woman that he's calling you to be? maybe now is just a good time for us to, if we haven't sat with God and asked those questions and just asked Him to expose any areas of our lives that may need some attention, maybe now is just a good time for a deep cleaning in our hearts, so that we can produce the fruit that He wants us to bear. Now, I know this may be challenging for some of us because it puts us in this vulnerable place, because what we're actually saying is, God, show me, expose the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I encourage you to see pruning as a gift and not a form of punishment. And sure, the pruning in our lives can be uncomfortable, especially when we know wholeheartedly that He is prompting us to separate ourselves from things or people that we may be attached to, but not necessarily beneficial to who we who He's calling us to be and where He's taking us. But God loves us so much that He is willing to prune us so that He can do more through us. That is all I have for this post. I hope something that I said encouraged you in some way. If you have been encouraged by this post, you can share your comments with me. If you're on my website, you can comment below the post. You can also start a discussion there, or you can send me an email by going to the Connect section on my website and send in an email there. And if you are listening to this audio through another channel, you can email me at NicoleTheKings-daughter.com. That email address again is NicoleTheKings-daughter.com. Next time, I will talk about how our partnership with God helps us to live a productive life. I love you. Take care. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye.